KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have cloudy skies, a few sprinkles in the air outside the KJAN studios. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms today at high around 72. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Train home comfort specialist dealer. Well, the cities of Neola and McClelland were the recent recipients of Walnut Communications' Growing Communities Grants. The Neola Fire Department was awarded a $900 grant by General Manager and President of Walnut Communications, Bruce Haney. The check was presented to Fire Chief Paul Ward and Greg Heine on behalf of the Neola Fire Department. The Neola Volunteer Fire Department will put the money towards purchasing 20 pairs of the Innotex 795 gloves with a cost of $95 per set. The fire department currently consists of 19 active members who aid in services to the city of Neola, as well as portions of Pottawatomie and Harrison counties. The Neola Volunteer Fire Department covers about 83 square miles in those counties and 38 miles of Interstate 80 and 680 interstates. In 2015, the fire department made 121 fire and rescue ambulance calls. The city of McClelland received a Walnut CGC grant in the amount of $750. The grant was presented by the general manager and president of Walnut Communications to Sue Stenland, a city council member in McClelland. The grant monies are to be used for a Main Street beautification project, specifically to hang welcome banners and plant flowers this spring, and also for fall and Christmas decor later this year. Letters of support for the grant were given by Mitchell Kay from the city council, along with other city council member Danielle Wilson-Baxter and Mayor Emmett Doffner. And grants of up to $10,000 per calendar year are awarded across the eight communities the company serves. That includes Walnut, Avoca, Shelby, Minden, Neola, Persia, Underwood, and McClelland. The application can be found on the website www.walnutcommunications.com. Highway 173 on the south side of Elkhorn was closed to traffic for about 2 hours Monday following a gas line rupture that prompted an evacuation of persons within 1,000 feet of the leak. According to reports, crews from the Iowa Department of Transportation were apparently drilling a hole for a new road sign south of the village station. An 811 call to locate utilities in the area was conducted prior to the dig, but for some reason the gas line was still hit at around 11:15 a.m. near 4013 Main Street or Highway 73. The Elkhorn Fire Department was dispatched and on the scene minutes later and established incident command. Mid-American Gas Company was also notified. Shelby County Sheriff, Emergency Management, Public Health, and Elkhorn City officials coordinated the response. Residents in the immediate area were notified and directed to a shelter at the Elkhorn Town Hall. The evacuation order was lifted sometime between 1:15 and 1:30 p.m. Monday. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says a woman from Adair was arrested on a drug charge Monday evening following a traffic stop west of Red Oak. 20-year-old Anna Esperanza Plank was pulled over near the intersection of Highway 34 and Evergreen Avenue at around 6:25 p.m. Plank was subsequently charged with possession of marijuana. She was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. And Red Oak police arrested 45-year-old Joshua Norman Fuller of Red Oak early this morning on a driving while suspended charge. Fuller was being held at Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. The Atlantic Police Department released details Monday on a number of recent arrests and an accident. On Sunday, Atlantic Police arrested 33-year-old Juan Anaya Mendez for domestic abuse assault, display or use of a weapon, domestic abuse assault impeding airflow, and false imprisonment. Also arrested Sunday was 24-year-old Michael McConnell of Atlantic for interference with official acts and 53-year-old John Meisner of Atlantic, who was taken into custody on a Cass County warrant for violation of probation. All three men were booked into the Cass County Jail. 17-year-old Austin Boggs of rural Atlantic was arrested Saturday afternoon following a pursuit in Atlantic. The APD said Lieutenant Dave Erickson noticed Boggs riding on West 14th Street and knew him to be under suspension from driving. As Erickson turned to follow, Boggs accelerated to a high rate of speed on his motorcycle to try and elude the officer. A pursuit then stretched from 14th Street, North 10th Street, and west to Highway 6. Boggs made an attempt to ditch the motorcycle behind the Family Table restaurant, but he was caught and taken into custody after jumping off the bike. He was charged with attempting to elude a police officer, driving under suspension, a numerous stop sign, and speeding violations. After being booked into the Cass County Jail, Boggs was transferred to the juvenile detention facility near Council Bluffs. 20-year-old Angel Knowles of Atlantic was arrested Saturday on a Cass County warrant for drug possession, delivery of marijuana, and drug possession delivery. Knowles was booked into the Cass County Jail. And Atlantic Police said no injuries were reported following an accident that occurred around 3 p.m. last Thursday at 10th and Cherry Streets. Vehicles driven by Deanne Cooley of Anita, or a vehicle driven by Deanne Cooley of Anita, was eastbound on 10th Street when a vehicle driven by Grace Van Arnum of Wyota began backing out of a private drive onto 10th Street. Van Arnum's vehicle backed into the side of Cooley's vehicle, causing a total of $6,000 damage. Sheriff's deputies in Audubon County arrested a Cass County woman on drug charges Friday night. 41-year-old Stephanie Joan Clark of Atlantic was taken into custody at around 9 p.m. following a traffic stop in Exira. Clark faces a possession of marijuana charge and two counts of possession of drug paraphernalia. She was brought to the Audubon County Jail and later released on a signature bond. She's scheduled to appear in court Thursday morning. Iowa public safety officials make about five arrests each year for attempted child abductions, and they're urging Iowans to be wary of suspicious activity now that children will be outside in spring weather. Last year, the Iowa Department of Public Safety formed a child abduction response team after children in Evansdale and Dayton were kidnapped and then murdered. Public Safety Commissioner Roxanne Ryan says Iowa authorities field about 15 to 20 reports of attempted kidnappings each year.
They make multiple efforts before they are successful. So if we are able to stop the attempts, then we are much more likely to be able to save those children.
The state's new response team has not dealt with a kidnapping in its first year, but it has responded to two reports of missing children. Ryan suggests families should set up a code word for their kids.
Sometimes the abductors will use a ruse in order to be able to persuade the child to come with them. In that circumstance, it's very helpful to have a code word so that the children know that if they don't hear that code word, that's someone who is not safe.
In 2013, Kathleen Shepherd and a friend were picked up by someone they knew at a bus stop in Dayton. One girl escaped, but Shepherd was killed. Cousins Elizabeth Collins and Lyric Cook Morrissey were kidnapped in Evansdale in July of 2012, and their bodies were found 6 months later in Bremer County. Sheriff's officials in Union County say a woman from Adair was arrested last Friday at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a warrant for a probation violation. 41-year-old Virginia Jean Kesey was being held without bond for Union County in the Ringgold County Jail until she appears before a magistrate. The Page County Sheriff's Office Monday arrested a man whose bond was on a previous charge had been revoked by a district court judge. 30-year-old Marcus Edgar Washington of Clarinda was brought to the Page County Jail, where his bond was set at $2,000. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest on Monday of 24-year-old Shonda Kyle of Corning following a traffic stop. Kyle was initially stopped for driving under suspension, but a search of her vehicle resulted in other charges. Kyle was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and child endangerment. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.